spur of the moment because it fits what we're doing. And you forget how awful those words are. I mean, short people got no reason to live. They That's got little bad. Eyes and little teeth and little, I mean, what? What? It's like the Kung Fu fighting song. Remember that? You got funky Chinamen from funky Chinatown.
Yeah.
I mean, and now we've got this. Sure. I don't remember. I don't remember that. All I really remember about that song is the short people thing. But I didn't remember that it was that vicious. Now we've given Diego another reason to be angry at the world. And so is Mr. Fender, Ramona, because he sent me this photo of this old black and white photo of one little person black wrestler and one little person white wrestler tag team. And it says, found this photo of Kyler Murray and Diego Pavia. It's so wrong. Do you remember, Marona, I always said that Kyler Murray was one click on the roulette wheel from being a little person?
Yeah, that's who you said that about, right?
Yeah, Kyler Murray, yeah. I think he's taller than Diego Pavia. Maybe by a lot. I think Kyler Murray is taller than Diego Pavia. I mean, he's... I'm telling you, he has plenty of motivation. I know that. And of course, Ramona, we are getting hammered with.
Says he's 5'10".
Yeah, okay.
That must be the universal code for short.
Dexter said, I knew this song was coming. Laughing out loud. He says, I agree with the Ramona. Diego brought this on himself. Look. I'm not saying he's a nice person, but I don't think he did bring this on himself. I think this was coming regardless. I think he could have been a saint at the Heisman. I think he still would have been hammered. Look, what did Kyler Murray do to anybody, right? I mean, what did Kyler Murray do to anyone? And yet Kyler Murray gets the same exact treatment.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, the life lesson is not to be a male football player under 5'8".
Just go do something else.
Yeah.
And you'll excel.
Right. It's that's how it is. Texas said Stetson didn't get treated this way. Stetson's 6 feet tall. Stetson doesn't really qualify. What is this? Okay, I hear you with the short people song, but it's really meaning short people in life, not actual height. Huh? What?
Oh, is he trying to interpret?
I don't know.
Randy Newman's song.
Right, JQ. Okay, are you now the what is it? The human what expert? The human. What is it?
Oh, no, I can't think of it now. You talk about the lady?
Yeah, the human what expert? The
factor.
The human factor expert?
Isn't that what it was?
I don't know. Human factor expert. JQ knows all the motivation that Randy Newman wrote that song by. I don't know. It sounds like that. Tess said, zero chance he's 6 feet. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. Stetson Bennett's 6 feet. That was measured. Stetson Bennett's way taller than Diego Pavia and Kyler Murray. Way taller. I mean, it's not even close.
What about now? Now what? How tall is Toucan Pickett? Has he just got little hands, but he's tall?
First of all, let's get the name straight.
Isn't that Toucan Pickett?
No, it's Tiny Hands Pickett or Two Gloves Pickett.
That's right.
Those are the two names we've given him. Yeah, Tiny Hands Pickett and Two Gloves Pickett.
Everybody has two hands.
No, he's a normal size human quarterback. Okay. So in a way, he's even more unfortunate because he's like 6'3", but has tiny little hands that are smaller than Diego Pavia's.
Let's see.
Yeah, he's like a normal. He's like 6'3".
Oh yeah, he's 6'3".
Yeah, but he has leprechaun hands.
So this is Two Gloves Pickett.
Two Gloves Pickett.
I thought of it too fast.
Two Gloves Pickett.
Came out with Toucan Pickett.
He's also no NFL Pickett. He won't be here for long. Yeah, it's going terribly wrong. He will not be around the National Football League for long because it turns out that you actually have to have at least normal size hands to be able to throw a football.
To hold on to the darn thing.
I mean, you know, it to be 6'3", and have tiny little hands, that's bad.
But you said he wears two gloves to compensate so he can hold on to the ball.
To try to hold on to the ball. Yeah. Doesn't really work. It works better than not. Plus, you know, honestly, with the, when he's wearing the gloves, people aren't staring at his hands. Because you know people are staring at his hands. You know, wherever he goes, they're staring at his hands.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you really do have tiny little hands.
Yeah, we picked on him a good while.
Well, with good reason.
See?
The belief was that his tiny little hands would not allow him to be successful quarterback in the National Football League.
And now, what kind of has anybody examined these gloves? He could be wearing those little rubber.
Oh, they help a lot. They help a lot, but it's just not enough.
Those little rubber
it's not enough.
Cup things.
Yeah, look, it's just odd to be like in the middle, to be in 90 degree weather and dudes wearing two gloves, playing quarterback. You know, and there's no choice in it because he simply can't hold a football. So
yeah. It says he's on the Panthers.
Yeah, well, not for long. Yeah, not for long. Texas said Bryce Young is short. He is. That Orange Bill said that. He's just.
Oh, that's another one we make.
Yeah,
of.
That's true.
But he's
5'10". He's legitimately 5'10".
Oh, so you're saying if it says 5'10" on here, that's okay.
Yeah, he's probably legitimately 5'10".
It says 5'10" on him too. So you're saying that's probably true.
Yeah, that's true.
All right,
yes.
Okay.
The others are all lies.
We'll get
Diego Pavi at 5'10" is just a ridiculous lie.
Well, if he's 5'10", you think he's 5'10", he put Diego Pavia next to him, he won't be 5'10".
Wait, what? I'm sorry, what? What?
If you put them side by side.
Who's them?
You're saying that Bryce Young is actually 5'10", you believe,
yes.
Right? And so
he tower over Kyler Murray.
That's
and
what I'm saying.
And Kyler Murray tower over Diego Pavia.
Right. So
you line them up one after another, and you get a little slanted line.
Yeah.
You get a little slanted line.
Yeah.
And then you put Kenny Pickett first, okay? And then at the end of it, they all hold out their hands, and Kenny Pickett has the smallest hands of any of the four.
Yeah, he's the one
that's 6'3",
right?
Yeah, the one who's 6'3" has the smallest hands of any of the four.
He's standing there with his hand in his pocket.
It's bad. Joe in Virginia. Joe, how are you, Joe?
You see, if we had Frankenstein, maybe we could actually get a quarterback in Carolina.
There you go.
You know, have a 6'3 body and then the heart of the Georgia Tech quarterback. Maybe that type of thing. you're talking about brain fog, and I didn't hear the whole story. You think Joe Mazzulla ate at McDonald's before that game 7? because I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he did.
Yeah. That old thing in Boston's just not going well. Perkins is 100% right about the three-point shooting, that they just don't stop. They don't understand game and situation. They just think that it's just fine to fire up 30-footers no matter what the score. And I think he's right.
I'll just be honest, man. I think I would trade Brown and keep Tatum. Like, dude, you're a champion. Don't talk to me about refs. Don't talk to me about refs. You're second seed in the East. Don't talk to me about that.
Yeah.
You know, I would clean house, but you know what? Now that
you're up 3-1, you're up 3-1.
Yeah, and then we died like the Hindenburg. So right down into the dirt.
You can't lose a series that you're up 3-1. You just can't.
No, and without Tatum, we were the second seed in the East. And I'll just be honest, Walt, I think I told you this. I think OKC's going to win it all.
Dang.
What did you say? Hold on. Time out. What did you say dang about?
Yeah, did you hear that? Whoever sped by him?
No, that was a car.
yeah.
I think OKC's going to win it all.
Well, I mean, they're the favorite. I mean, I think they can win it all. Certainly, I think the T-Wolves are a dangerous team, and I think the Knicks are a dangerous team. I've been saying for like a couple weeks that I think the Knicks are coming out of the East, and I would not be shocked that the Knicks win the whole thing. I think the Knicks are playing unbelievable basketball right now, and it's just team basketball, and I think they're very hard to defend. You got multiple big guys, and I think they just have a lot of answers, and it seems like all they're hitting on in all elements right now. So I think the Knicks are a legit contender. I think the Knicks are going to win the East. I think I think they take care of Philadelphia, as I said, and then I think they take care of what I believe will be Detroit. And I think the Knicks come out of the East. And then the West, I'm still not sure about it. I mean, I think that, you know, OKC is the favorite for a reason. But I think this is by far the best version of the T-Wolves we've seen. And I'm not counting out a loaded San Antonio team either. Obviously, they have to have game two.
Do you think, you know, as far as the NBA draft coming up, who's like the superstar that you would keep your eye on? I have no opinion, to be honest, on that one. Do you see anybody with talent and work ethic? I know you said the work ethic of the Kansas guy is a little bit in question.
Yeah, I think a lot in question. I think DeBonsa has not shown any – I mean, I think he plays hard all the time. And I think he's really gifted, super gifted and talented. I think he's going to be the number one pick. I think when you combine his talent with I think he's a good person, good kid. I mean, I think when you combine that with his ability to work and the fact that he obviously cares about the game, I think he's the number one pick. I don't know what you do with Peterson of Kansas. I mean, if you ask me, you know, who's the most talented guy? I think he is. I think I think that at times he looks like Kobe Bryant. And that's hard to pass on. And maybe he goes to the pros, and that's what all this was about. Maybe this was all about saving himself for the NBA. I don't know. It's hard to know. But I know that it's always been true in any sport. You want self-motivated individuals. And you know, Vince Lombardi used to say this a million years ago. So you want self-motivated individuals, and I can't tell what Peterson is. I don't know what he is. I mean, then you have a safe pick in like Boozer, who doesn't have as high a ceiling as some of these other guys, but you know what you're going to get from Boozer. And
honestly, well, I like Boozer. I think he's a pretty good player.
He is a good player. You know, I don't think he's ever going to be. I don't think he's ever going to be, a top 25 type player, a top 50 type player. I'm not sure he's that, but is he a guy that can make a lot of NBA All-Star teams? I think so. I think he's a guy that, I could see him averaging 17, 18 a game, 8, 9 rebounds a game. Yeah. I mean, I think he could be that type of player.
Hey, Colin Murray Boyles, he's doing a good job.
Right.
I think he's coming on.
Right, and the thing with Boozer is there's no risk to him. I don't think there's any risk to him. I mean, I think the reason some scouts are reticent about him is his overall athletic ability, which I think compared to some of these other guys is thought to be lacking to a degree. And I would agree with that, but I still think I think he's a no-brainer safe choice. I mean, I think he'll make any team better. Automatically, he's going to play hard. He's going to play every game. He comes from the right stuff and the right people. Those things are a given. So, I think.
But if he's going to give you 17 points, I mean, I there's no way I would miss out on that. Like,
right?
That's like a slam, like you said, a slam dunk.
Right.
I mean, you get 17. Well, you get 17 and 10. Yeah, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. 17 and 8, 17 and 9. Yeah, I think he's that type of guy. Now, again, I don't mean year one, to be clear, but I mean. Year three, I think that's what he is. But, the danger, obviously, is that, one of these other guys, like a Peterson, for example, if he turns into Kobe Bryant, then forever they're going to wonder why you didn't take Kobe Bryant, And I get it. But that's the risk-reward element of the draft, and it'll be interesting to see.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, you're going to have to give us some more horror films because, like I said, all my team's cratered like the Hindenburg. So appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. We got them, Joe. I've got them. We'll give you some. I see you waving in there, Ramona, but you can't come in. I'm just going to ignore you. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Lavery. 1011 Tucker Boulevard, Suite 500 behind Mellow Mushroom in Clemson. Do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than a quarter century. I wonder if Nick prefers that I say 25 years. Quarter century. It's a long time. Areas of practice include DUI. Listen, you've been charged with DUI. It's a devastating event. Can disrupt your entire life. It doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court, and you're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your bacon. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. Look, if you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, boating accident, it's time to call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The consultation and call are completely free. It's important to take action as soon as possible. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with that decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need out to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you find justice. And finally, parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. It doesn't mean they're a bad kid. Kids get in trouble. It happens. That's what we do as kids. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick Lavery's here to help you and your child for your free consultation. Free. Call 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. Tell him I sent you, of course. Visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. Quick break.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like...
You know, we are... it looks like we're about to get slammed by a storm.
Doesn't look like that.
940 alerting us to that, too. The last half hour, let me put it this way. It got dark before it was supposed to. So, it looks like we are going to get hammered. And 940 is saying we're going to get hammered. And, you know, he's always right about that weather thing. So, yes. Dexter said Pickett gets his gloves in the Pee-wee football section at Academy Sports. I think you might be right. I mean, there are just certain things that don't look right. His hands don't look right. You know, like, he needs a hand transplant. Maybe he could have a hand transplant with, I don't know, Pavia. I don't know how big Pavia's hands are, but they got to be bigger than Pickett's hands. You know, I mean, because Pickett, it's like a historically impossible hand measurement. Somebody asked me about Ty Simpson and Stetson Bennett. And why don't I see that? I don't see it. Somebody asked me about Ty Simpson, Stetson Bennett, and wondering, you know, what about that situation? Look, Stetson Bennett, he's a little bit of a strange guy. And I don't know that fits with the National Football League. He had the physical ability to play the position. His arm was good enough. His mobility was good enough. But he's odd. He's a little older. And I don't know. I mean, you know, remember the whole House episode? You know, I'm just not sure that he's long for the league given his quirks. Let's call it that. And then from a Ty Simpson standpoint, you know, again, this is one of the stranger, more curious situations I've ever seen. Look, I've covered the NFL for a long time. I don't think I've ever seen a situation like what happened with him. I mean, you have a head coach. A team spends their 13th pick in round one. A team that is a Super Bowl contender that has a legitimate need for another weapon. And, oh, by the way, Sadiq is still there. They need another tight end. Sadiq is still there. Mekhi Lemon is still there. Trust me, you have a head coach, McVay, who desperately wanted another offensive piece. He desperately did. And then you have a draft where you take a quarterback, which he didn't want at all. And he made it clear he didn't want it all. And again, from a Ty Simpson standpoint, McVay had never spoken to Ty Simpson. I mean, that's just insane. It's insane that the head coach of the football team, a team that is drafting a quarterback in round one with the 13th pick when they are a Super Bowl contender and have other needs, has never even spoken to the quarterback you decide to draft. And so this all comes down to Snead and what Snead did. It turns out, again, I've told this story. I believe this was first reported by Tom Pelissero. I always try and credit when credit is due. Pelissero, I believe, was the first to report this fact, but it turns out that Snead is a longtime family friend of the Simpsons, and he's actually the one that they sought advice to as to whether he should come out in round one. And Snead told them that he would draft him, and which just seems insane. And yet he did. He drafted him, like sort of keeping the word to the family and going against the will of your head coach. I mean, that's one of the stranger situations I have ever seen in a draft day storyline. Just absolutely crazy. So I don't know how any of that plays out. And here's the thing. Had he not gone 13 to the Rams, he was probably going to go to Arizona at the end of round one. They were going to trade back into round one with somebody, and he was probably going to go there. But there's a major gap between where the Rams took him and where anybody else was going to take him. No one else was taking him. The Steelers weren't taking him at 21. Trust me, that was never happening. So, you know, there are a lot of legit questions about Ty Simpson. Look, I neither hate nor love him. I'm like Switzerland, basically, on Ty Simpson in terms of what I view his potential as, but I would not have taken him with the 13th pick of the draft. I don't think you can justify that. But Snead did it against the will of his coach. It's clear to me McVay is not long for that job. I don't mean he's going to be fired. I mean he's going to quit. That's what I see happen. Is that the Bama Paul, Ramona? The Bama Paul? Wow. Welcome back, Bama Paul.
Walt, to you. How you doing, man?
Bama Paul. It's good to have you back, Paul.
Good to be back, Walt. I'm calling in about this whole Diego Pavia thing and being short. I've had a situation in my life with one of my daughters. She's dating a guy that she's taller than him, and she said she's in love with a short king. I told her she can't do it. That's not funny, Walt. Is Diego Pavia what they call a short king? I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I looked it up on the internet, Walt, and it said a person 5'8 or shorter who is confident, charismatic, and unbothered by social standards about a person's height. Well, he can go jump in a lake as far as I'm concerned. He's not going to marry my daughter. There'd be a bunch of short babies.
Yeah, right. See, there would be breeding concerns. Exactly.
And she said, I love him. I don't care how tall he is. I said, you don't care in the family picture.
You're going to care in the family picture.
I said, they won't know whether he's your boyfriend, your husband, or if he's your oldest son.
That's right. That's right.
Well, what's wrong with these girls?
Yeah, I don't know, Paul, because, again, you're going to have really short babies that are going to grow up to be really short adults. And then that's going to really screw up the family picture.
Well, I think this guy's got small hands, too. So if they have a baby that's short and got small hands, it's going to be terrible, Walt. What would you call that? I don't even know.
Oh, my God.
But I want to say one thing. At least Alabama, Kalen DeBoer is recruiting tall quarterbacks at Alabama now.
That's
don't
true.
You agree?
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, I
just got that kid for coming in for 2027, and all the kids that got coming in are tall QBs, and that kid for 2028 just committed. He may not ever come. Who knows? He's a three-star, a developmental project, but he's 6'6".
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess DeBoer likes him taller, and Coach Saban didn't have tall quarterbacks. He didn't, but he still won. You can't complain over that. But I just want my daughter to have a tall husband, Walt.
That's exactly right.
Did you have any advice you and Ramona could give me to tell her? Can I just send her a picture of Kenny Pickett's hands? I'll Photoshop them on Diego Pavia's body and put her boyfriend's hands on the body.
Oh, my God.
I love you, man. Yeah, roll tide, Walt.
Roll tide, Paul. Roll tide. We miss the girls, Paul. We miss the girls. It's good talking.
We'll call it again when we're all together.
Absolutely.
And I'll let you give her talking to.
Yeah.
I'll let you talk to my daughter, and we call in and tell her to drop the short game.
Right.
To get with the zero. Lose the zero.
And we can even have your daughter's little boyfriend's voice on air.
That's not funny, Walt. Walt, that hurt my feelings. Don't encourage it, Walt. I'm trying to cut the cord because he's about the size of a baby. That's why I told her. I said, cut the cord because he's about as tall as an infant. I got to go, Walt. I'm getting all worked up. Roll Tide. Love y'all.
Roll Tide, Paul. Hysterical.
Bye, Paul.
It's absolutely hysterical. I mean, he's worried about the family picture, Ramon. He said, you'll care when we have the family picture. That's true, and that whole breeding thing, Ramona. Yeah, you'll be creating other short people. The whole family genetic picture is going to change, Ramona. It's going to get smaller.
Yeah,
you get smaller across the board.
Shorter.
Paul's very worried about that. Paul's very worried about that. Yeah. Dixter said, "Why is he yelling? Do you not know Bama Paul?" Bama Paul's a legend. What do you mean? Why is he yelling? I mean, now earlier he said that just got me hyped. I mean, Bama Paul should have got you hyped. I mean, Bama Paul is the all-time classic. Dick said, Bama Paul, where have you been? Made my day. Actually, right. What do we have here? I see what you're saying. I can't read that other part of that, but yeah. It's great to have Bama Paul back. He has a problem, Ramona. He doesn't want his daughter marrying somebody who's shorter, significantly shorter than she is.
No, he doesn't.
It's a concern. He said he has little hands too. It's just all a concern. I mean, I don't know. I don't know where you go with it from here. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're not going to get very far on the top 25 list, but we are going to engage it again, and we're going to hit some of it. We'll hit more of it tomorrow. Also, Ramon, we still have a two-minute video that you recorded that I forgot about.
We do.
The dentist.
Yeah.
The dentist.
Yeah.
We have a two-minute video about a dentist. Oh, yeah. Okay, so you have that on the other side, too. All right, so here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break here. When we get back, we'll get to a little college football conversation about this would-be top 25 by Brandon Marcello. And, again, where Clemson fits in it. We'll discuss these teams at the bottom of it briefly, and we'll continue this conversation tomorrow. We have a lot of other college football conversation tomorrow, including at some point here, you're going to get the Road Rage 2027 Mach 1 round draft, or mock draft round 1, I should say, in English. So at some point soon, you're going to get that too. I have about 60 players that I'm working on right now in terms of trying to narrow that down. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
Smalls here. What if you could enjoy the flavor of a cocktail without the alcohol? Meet RK Zero Proof, a pioneer in the alcohol-free.
Ric Flair calling Doncic out, basically saying you're soft as butter
really?
And yeah, take some shots and suck it up, Cookie. That, you know, you got to play. Meanwhile, Doncic is off in Spain or somewhere. Brian Windhorst had some comments about that were not flattering. Basically, what do you mean? He went to Spain for treatment? Windhorst said, who goes to Spain for treatment? They go to Germany. He said, I don't know anybody who goes to Spain for treatment. So the whole thing, look, is he hurt? Yeah. Is he always hurt? Yeah. I mean, again, he like I said, he's never winning an NBA championship. It's just not happening. And, oh, by the way, on top of the Ric Flair stuff, if that wasn't enough, on top of the Brian Windhorst stuff, if that wasn't enough, the NBA players voted on the most overrated players in the league, and Doncic finished in the top 10. So the NBA players know what's up.
They know.
Yeah, they know what's up. They know that the guy can't guard a chair. And even though he was back in basketball shape for like the first time since he was 12, he's still not getting much respect. I actually I'm going to look for that in a minute, because I have that ranking somewhere that the NBA players voted. And again, I think Doncic finished top 10. He was on the list. The list seemed like it was about 12 players long. I don't know exactly. I'll pull that up in a minute. I have something else on my screen at the moment, and that's this. We always talk about the age of NFL teams. You know, this team is old, this team is young, etc. And we have these serious conversations about this team's getting older, they're getting older here, they're getting older there, and, you know, versus this young team. I have in front of me a chart, a graph of the NFL average roster age for the 2026 season. This is ranked from youngest to oldest, and they also have separate rankings for offense and defense. And then you have the cumulative total. The Miami Dolphins are the youngest team in the NFL. It's not surprising. They burnt it all down to start over, okay? They're the youngest team in the NFL with an average age of 25.18. But I think what's really interesting is that we sort of believe like there's this major gap, you know, that this team is a young team. They're too young. And this team is old. They're getting old. They're over the hill. You know, they're on the way down. Their window is closed. The oldest team in the National Football League, as I think most people who follow the game closely probably could have guessed this, the Commanders are considered an older team, which they are. But their average age is 26.79.
That doesn't sound old at all.
Right. So, and what I'm saying is the gap between the youngest team, the Miami Dolphins, and the oldest team is 1.6 years average between the youngest and the oldest. That's not a big gap. That means that no matter what people think on the surface, most NFL teams are about 26 years of age, average age. That's where most are. And by the way, the Miami example is sort of extreme because they tore it all down. You know what's surprising, a little bit surprising, is that the Chiefs are the second youngest team. There's a lot of talk at draft time about the Chiefs being an older team, about all the changes that Kansas City was going to have to make, all the needs that they had. Kansas City at 25.40 is the second youngest team in the NFL. But again, the oldest team, the Commanders, at 26.79. The 49ers are the second oldest team. The Giants, third. The Rams at 26.35. The Rams are a team that I could see people guessing as, you know, might be the oldest team based on how they've handled the draft and the decisions that they've made with choosing to eliminate draft picks for actual personnel in deals and otherwise. But you know, I think when you look at this league, it's sort of interesting to me that there's just not that much of a gap between the youngest team and the oldest team. The teams don't surprise me. I could have guessed these teams. I don't know if I would have guessed the Chiefs as the second youngest team, but I would have guessed the Dolphins as the youngest team, and I would have probably guessed the Commanders and the Rams as two of the oldest teams. The Commanders are, and the Rams are one of the older teams. But otherwise, offense, defense, the youngest offense is Miami, 24.85. Daniel, I'll get to you in a second. The youngest defense is the Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs, the youngest defense in the National Football League, according to this graphic I'm looking at. And the oldest offense is the 49ers. The 49ers have the oldest offense in the National Football League. And the oldest defense is the Commanders at 26.96. There is no – the oldest age on this chart is actually – is actually the 49ers average offensive age. That's 27.42. And honestly, that's because of Eric Williams at left tackle. That's mainly because of him. If you took him out of the picture, well, one, you'd suck. You wouldn't be as good. But two, your age would go down. So, yeah. Let me get to Daniel. Daniel, how are you, Daniel? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm doing fantastic. I hope you are.
I am, Daniel. Always good to have you.
Walt, listen, I call you and I talk about the Miami Football Dolphins. And it's hard to do sometimes. And I call you and I talk about the Florida State Football Seminoles, and it's tough to do. Tough to do sometimes, but today I'm calling to talk about national champions. And Walt, Javonna Ray Williams from Franklin, North Carolina, went to the Level 9 state championship in Raleigh for gymnastics and showed up and showed out, and she qualified for the Southeastern Regional Championship in Bradenton, Florida. And I want to mention that she's my daughter.
That's awesome.
And we loaded up as a family.
That's
we
absolutely.
Loaded up as a family.
That's awesome,
Dan.
It gets
better. Okay. It gets better. We loaded up as a family, got a house down on Anna Maria Island. If you haven't been, you ought to go. We thought that this regional championship was the most incredible thing because it's the entire Southeast. It's the cream of the crop from Louisiana to West Virginia to Florida, and we showed up, and it was incredible. And the arena was incredible, and the stage was larger than anything you could imagine at 16 years old. And this girl stepped up to the plate and got a 9.7 on vault and won the championship. And she's the Southeastern Regional Champion in vault. And that qualified her because she ended up in the top seven for the Eastern National Championship. She qualified for the Eastern National team. And so all of a sudden, we're going to Savannah, Georgia for the Nationals.
How about
she
that?
Showed up at she showed up at Nationals, Walt, and got a 9.8 on vault.
Wow.
And won. And so what I'm saying about this girl, who had no idea I was going to call you, and she's behind me in the back seat, probably embarrassed to death. But if there is anybody out there that is building a program, I have got a daughter with a 4.3 GPA in an early college program that handles it with grace, who is also the Eastern National Champion at level 9 in vault, onward to her junior year to be a level 10. And she's about an hour and 45 minutes up the road from Clemson.
Oh, there you
so
go.
Whoever can hear this.
There you go.
Whoever can hear this. Your national vault champion is an hour and 45 minutes up the road, who scholastically is better than she is at gymnastics.
How about
that? So I'm calling to brag.
How about that? Well, you know what, Daniel? You have reason to brag. What is your daughter's name, Daniel?
Javonna Williams from Franklin, North Carolina, Bacon Early College.
That's
absolutely national champion in vault.
That is absolutely unbelievable, Daniel. So what age was Javonna when she started?
She was 4 years old. 3 years old, I take it back. I just got corrected.
She corrected you.
Old.
I heard her.
She did.
I heard her. So I want to make sure I have this right. It's Javonna?
That's right.
Javonna.
G-I-O-V-A-N-N-A. Javonna okay. Williams. Middle name's Ray. R-A. I call her Jimmy Ray.
That's absolutely incredible. So vault is her specialty?
Vault's her specialty right now.
Yeah. That's absolutely awesome.
She's all around. She's floor, vault, beam, and bars. It just so happens that in level 9, they compete. Javonna, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's a Yurchenko double tuck.
For level nine.
And so she decided that she could lay this vault out when that's not what the competition is doing. So we were in Lebanon, Tennessee a few weeks ago, a month ago, and she laid it out and just broke open a whole new chapter. And that essentially carried her through. Did I mention she's the Eastern National Champion in vault?
Yeah. Woo! You know, I would mention that as many times as possible too, Daniel. Congratulations, Giovanna. It's a shame that Dad doesn't let you speak.
Thank you. She's more for action, less for words.
Well, that's fine. And obviously it's all working. So congratulations, Giovanna. It's just absolutely amazing. So we're gonna look forward to seeing you and maybe seeing you at Clemson. How about that?
That could be a thing. Thank you for letting me spread
the word. Thank you, Daniel.
100%.
100%. Thank you. Well done. Well done. Great talking to you again, Daniel. Again, Daniel always makes very funny calls. I mean, he's a funny guy. He's smart, clever, and today he's just calling to brag about his daughter, and why wouldn't he? I mean, absolutely amazing. Absolutely astonishing. So congratulations, and we got to somehow hook that up, Ramona, between Giovanna and Clemson. It sounds like a connection. Now, Ramona, we basically have time for nothing else, and we have the dentist. Do we have time for the dentist or no? Give it a shot. Roll the dentist.
We'll miss most of it. Yeah, we don't have time. It's a little longer. It's 3 minutes.
It's 3 minutes.
Yeah, you want to get the whole thing, don't you?
Well, okay, we will
save it for tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess we'll save it for tomorrow. But I have nothing else for the last minute and a half. But we'll save it for tomorrow.
It's raining like crazy out there.
Well, that doesn't
tell everybody that.
Well, we don't care. We don't care. It's rain. The lightning you have to be aware of, but the rain we don't really give a crap about.
My car will get washed.
Yeah, I don't think it works that way. Besides, only part of your car is in the rain, so your car will look like Kenny Pickett.
Yes. Just shot at Kenny Pickett before we go.
Part of it will be normal.
Diego Pop.
Part of it will be normal and part of it won't. Okay, I think this is where we left off yesterday, and we did not get to these teams. But again, if you missed it, this ranking by Brandon Marcello actually has Clemson at number 22. This is the only ranking I've seen so far that has Clemson in it. I've seen about, I don't know, six or seven of these things, and this is the first one I've seen that I think that has Clemson in it. And again, it says this ranking's more a credit to Dabo Swinney's consistency rather than the talent on board. What's old is new again at Clemson, with Swinney sticking to what's familiar rather than stretching his boundaries. Christopher Vezina steps in as starting quarterback, with coordinator Chad Morris returning after a decade away from Clemson. The defense won the spring game with first-teamers combining for 9 sacks, but only 2 offensive starters were on the field. Tom Allen's calling plays for second year. You know, it almost sounds like, even though they included Clemson, like there's a little shot in there, a little shot at Clemson in there, with Sweeney sticking to what's familiar rather than stretching his boundaries. I think he knows what he's doing, and I think that he does it better than anybody else. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I'll see you then.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT-AM 15.